For today's Sunday meditation, we look at the Gospel lesson for Pentecost, John chapter 16, beginning in verse 5. Jesus says, "But now I am going away to him who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Yet because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I am telling you the truth. It is good for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." How could Jesus' departure be an advantage for the disciples? The gospel lesson comes from Monday Thursday evening, as he explains that he will be sending the Holy Spirit, as he encourages them. You know, kind of his last major teaching moment is that evening before he is crucified, and he tells them that he will be sending the Holy Spirit. And only when Jesus had finished his redemptive work and returned to the Father would he send the Counselor. That is, Jesus had to die on the cross and rise from the dead and ascend into heaven. And then he would send the Counselor, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fulfilled this promise of Jesus as the Counselor who would work on the world by dwelling in his disciples. The great work of the Holy Spirit is to convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. As the Holy Spirit prompted the disciples to preach the gospel, both believers and unbelievers heard, and they were convicted in regarding to sin, resulting in either repentance or a hardened heart. The Holy Spirit convicts the world in regard to righteousness, because the purchase price for righteousness had been paid. Jesus said, "I am going to the Father," and the world would either receive it by faith or reject it in unbelief. The Holy Spirit finally convicts the world in regard to judgment, because although the world has not yet been judged, its ruler has. Satan has been cast down. The preaching of the gospel never leaves hearts the same. By either quickening, creating faith, or hardening someone in the faith as the natural reaction of the sinful mind to the preaching of the gospel. Either way, the Holy Spirit convicts all of mankind. God bless your day.